Maybe we'll just ask him directly. That this will be his agenda. He'll have the questions that he can work on. Because we're basically computer illiterate. We just have computers, but no one knows how they work.
Why?
We're very good at it. We're going to get a new network. We really have to work on it. Then they lose all faith. They lose all faith in the Bhaktivedanta Swami International Gurukul. Yes, You can tell them about the Gurukul.
What should I tell them? Good thing or bad thing?
Whatever you feel
is right. Whatever the occasion demands. Just give an honest assessment. What do you think? Whatever you think Prabhupada would want you to say. Satya Priya Hitam Shayat. You know some Shakespeare? Who did you play? I mean, which person? You played Hamlet.
Well, yeah, it was a youth class at the Folgers Shakespeare Theater in Washington, and we got to do parts that we wouldn't be able to do otherwise, so I picked Hamlet.
Hamlet.
I did a very good job.
To be or not to be?
No, I did his speech.
Oh, you didn't do the whole thing, the whole play?
No, I did a monologue, and then I did a scene with another girl.
Which monologue? What?
I did the monologue was, oh, that this too subtle flesh would melt and resolve itself into do.
Is this the one for Yorick? I knew him. Is that part of that one?
Yorick, I knew him well.
No. This one is the one where he's lamenting that his uncle and his mother got married.
Oh, okay. This is
a month after his father died. No.
So just recite a couple of verses. How you did it? I mean, on the stage.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
That might be a little loud.
We're Shakespeare fanatics. So.
All right. This too sullied flesh would melt, thaw, and dissolve itself into a dew. Oh, that the everlasting had not fixed his cannon against self-slaughter. Oh God, God. How weary, stale, flat, and unprofitable seem to me all the uses of this world. Hmm. Fie on it, oh fie! 'Tis an unweeded garden that grows to seed.
Wow.
Things rank and gross in nature possess it merely.
Everything rank and gross in nature possess
things
it.
Rank
oh, things rank and gross in nature possess it. Go on. This is great stuff. Probably like Shakespeare, you know.
That it should come to this, but 2 months dead. Nay, not so much, not two. So excellent a king that was to this Hyperion to a satyr, so loving to my mother that he might not beteen the winds of heaven visit her face too roughly. Heaven and earth, must I remember? Why, she would hang on him as if increase of appetite had grown by what it fed on. And within a month, oh, let me not think on it, frailty, thy name is woman. A little month, or ere those shoes were old with which she followed my poor father's body, like Niobe, all tears, why, she... Even she, oh God, a beast that wants discourse of reason would have mourned longer. Married with my uncle, my father's brother, yet no more like my father than I to Hercules. Within a month, ere yet the salt of most unrighteous tears had left the flushing in her galled eyes, she married, oh, most wicked speed to post, with such dexterity to incestuous sheets. It is not, nor it cannot come to good. Break my heart, for I must hold my tongue.
Wow. That's so good. Hello.
That is wonderful.
Impassioned speech.
It was a lot louder on stage. Of course. Yeah.
But well received.
That's great. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for bringing the addition also to the
altar. I wish.
That's nice.
Is it all there? Where's the Gorni Tai?
We all
we put only the ones that he didn't have. Should I put all of them?
Yeah, why not? There was a devotee who was visiting today from Canada who quoted, he couldn't remember who the character was, but it was something to the effect that the good that a man doeth is buried along with him, but the evil that he works remains forever.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Macbeth? Or he thought it was Macbeth, though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I haven't read all the plays. It sounds very
familiar. Yeah. Well, there's another one I remember, Macbeth, where he says, I have no spirits to prick the sides of my intent, only vaulting ambition which overleaps
that
itself and falls on the other side.
It's King Henry, I'm pretty sure, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was Macbeth, but maybe it's...
Is that Macbeth?
It might be. It might be Henry VI, Henry V.
Wording, so
yeah.
So
the one I had to memorize was to be or not to be. I like that one. Yeah, this one you did is a little tougher, I think. I mean, it's not as well known, but it's a little more difficult.
Yeah?
To be or not to be is longer.
Yeah, it is longer. Yeah.
But the wording isn't
difficult. Yeah, yeah.
The wording is more.
She said it with a British accent, didn't she?
Yeah,
a little
that's
bit.
What I'm saying. She was English.
Well, because Shakespeare was.
Yeah, actually, my teacher got really mad at me. Teacher got really mad at me with my English accent.
Well, she didn't like it. She thought you should have a Yankee accent.
Yeah. Because I
well, that's the way they spoke it.
Yeah, no,
I mean, that's the way Shakespeare.
Well, you're not British.
Well, Shakespeare was.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, trying to play a piano piece in your own interpretation. You're supposed
right.
to be faithful to the author.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
She's just like,
supposed to be faithful to the composer. I studied under a woman who took lessons from Paderewski in Austria. And, you know, I mean, she wouldn't deviate. I mean, as far as whatever it said on that page, that's where you had to play
that's
it.
Teacher stressed. She says, you don't add anything.
Yeah.
Don't add. A couple of times I added O's where they weren't needed.
Oh, yeah.
She said, no. An O is very important.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. All right, so I guess it's introduction time. You brought it. Oh, fantastic. I have to come here more often. I've been waiting for 3 months. Yeah, this is good. I don't need you guys anymore to give me massages. So, we can just go around and name, rank, and serial number, and yeah. So, I think we've got a lot of new people. What if you say your name, where you live, what you do, who your guru is, if you have one, anything else that might be items of relevance, like you know, whether I'm male or female, no, whether I ambitions. That's always a good one. All right, you want to start? I'll just give you a little jump start. Her name is Janice Block, and she's a Polish. Extraction. Okay. Name, rank, serial number, what you do, where you live, bank account, current balance, current balance.
Minus. I'm working with Food for Life, and also helping with the script writing with the Hima Raj.
For videos, yeah.
For the videos, and aspiring to become like the Eric of the Hima Raj. I've been in this area 2 years. I started 7 years ago and 10 years ago. And I'm now working full time.
Okay. And she's a former administrator in the school system and teacher. Right? Am I right? Okay. And Philadelphia school system?
In Florida.
Florida.
Teaching anywhere from Philadelphia, Florida, and Washington.
Nationality? Current nationality? Austrian. Austrian?
Yeah. My father was from Austria.
No, but I mean your passport. You're American, right? You were born here. Okay. She doesn't like being characterized as Polish because there's too many. You know, once I asked a devotee when I was in Poland about 5 years ago, and I was really impressed with how wonderful how they were, their kirtans were, and how intelligent they all seemed. And I asked him, because he's been preaching in Poland for many years and knows the language, and I said, you know, why is it that in America the people they criticize, they make so many jokes about Polish people. They call them so many names. And why do they have such a bad, they got kind of a bad rap? I mean, why do they have such a weird reputation? He said, they got it the hard way. He was the New York accent. They earned it. I don't subscribe to that. I think they're very proud. They tend to be very proud. But maybe that's why people joke around. But they're actually very intelligent people. Very intelligent. Very spiritual. Managing chaos, that's what she does.
And now we're starting a tape ministry with Maharaj's classes. So
yeah. And she's traveled to how many different countries? Roughly. 30. And in Australia for 2 years as a devotee. Yeah. And now she's here.
And tell us about your mother.
Oh yeah, tell us about your mother.
My mom's just so devoted. She's going to move over here, I think, for the next year.
Yeah. Actually, when I met her, she was Rachel, and she said, yeah, my mother's better devoted than I am. I thought, oh, yeah, people always say those things about her mother. And her mother's actually, it's pretty amazing how advanced she is. I mean, you usually don't meet people that are that age that are that sincere. I'd ask you how old she was, but she probably wouldn't want you to say. 54. I mean, and, you know, she doesn't look 54.
I had the chance to meet her when she was visiting. She's very nice.
54, that's amazing. I can't believe she's 54.
My name is Juja Patnagarasi, and I'm 14 years old, and I'm the daughter of Haridas and Nani Patni. I'm born in Gita Nagari.
Familiar look there, yeah.
I have been raised in ISKCON all my life, and have quite a few ambitions, actually.
Let's hear them.
One of them is to be a Shakespeare actress.
Wow.
Another is to be a writer and a chef. I'd like to start a vegetarian Prasadam restaurant at some point if I'm able. And I play guitar. And at the moment, I babysit and I've taught cooking classes and just homeschool. I've never been to school except for 5 days in second grade. I basically my life is learning and living and being alive.
Okay. We can sign you up. Just okay, this little agreement, we brought it with us. And can move into the Potomac Temple for a year. Just a year.
Just a year.
That's great. Okay. Thank you very much. Very thorough. It's okay. We've all.
And during the war, I met the Vietnamese in Croatia. Then I was supposed to go to university in Sydney, but it was very simple. And it was like 2 years and I came here. And now I'm going back home. And I'm going to try to get into the art academy in Croatia.
You had a gallery just showing, right, in Croatia?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Very good. She's an excellent painter.
Yeah, didn't you do that big painting in
Israel? Radha and Krishna, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Fantastic. Anyone wants to buy it, it's on sale today for a remarkable bargain basement price for $199.99. It's a Radha Krishna. It's about this big, and it's got a big ornate gold frame. Radha and Krishna. Faces, just their faces mostly. Going back here. And we might even consider dropping the price down a little bit more because Christmas is on Wednesday. All right.
My name is Reggie Burney, and I'm the daughter of Agraya and Pumadananda, and I'm 13. I'm homeschooled, and I've been doing some national tournaments lately, and I'm going to
national tournaments
in martial arts.
Martial arts.
And the next tournaments I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be representing the Kshatriya Dharma Sangha.
Kshatriya Dharma Sangha. Ah, great. What kind of martial arts? Tai Chando.
Hard and
soft. It's great, great. And you have an ambition to be a world class athlete?
Yes.
Very good. We're rooting for you. Great.
The person she's training at right now won three bronze medals at the Pan American Games just a few months ago.
Really?
And she private trains with him. And he says he's actually first in the U.S. and third in the world. And he was very much the three bronze medals.
Really? And in what does... is it in martial arts or is it in more...
Yeah. Martial arts.
The first time he visited the temple, he said he wants to worship Lord
Krishna. We can give him a 2-ton deity made of stone, black stone.
He found love at first sight. He's very much into becoming a devotee. He spends all his weekends with us.
Really? He's American?
Yes. He is coming out in a computer game in the spring.
Really?
And he does Meta Bantha. He's actually very famous.
What's his name?
Luis Diaz.
Luis Diaz, we'll watch for him. That's great. That's really good.
He wants to be a devotee.
Well, he's in the right company. If you can't do it, nobody can. So you want to... Oh, Agraya, we missed you there. We're just giving intros.
Well, my name is Agraya.
Did you just come in now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My name is Agraya, and ran away from home when I was 15 to join the Marines. My life hasn't really been quite the same ever since. Right now I live a fairly subtle and sedentary life out in rural Western Maryland with a wife and three children and some other assorted livestock.
You're going to take that from here?
Six goats of a chicken.
Oh, you have livestock. Okay.
And I work a lot. I do computer programming, and it's a living. And you know, I have a lot of other projects in mind. I would like to see Srila Prabhupada's vision of Varnashram Dharma realized. I very much want to make that my life's mission, and also to try to preach as Srila Prabhupada did, and to be a devotee.
Good. Thank you.
My name is Pralatananda Dasi, and I have three children. I spend my whole time just driving everybody around.
I hope you have a gas-efficient automobile.
Actually, I drive about 1,000-plus miles per week.
How many miles a gallon does your car get?
I'm not sure, but I get to the tank, it's about $22, and I get about 350 miles.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's a 95 trading it, so.
Yeah, they're getting more fuel efficient now.
Mm-hmm. I'm also trying to get my degree in herbal medicine and nutrition, but it's going to take longer. So I homeschool also.
How old are the other children?
8 and 7.
Oh. It's a handful.
That's all right now.
Thank you. Great. And,
I also do martial arts, too. Yes, I do a lot of shiatsu and acupressure and all these.
This could change my life. I really think so.
It could change your life, and that's a fact.
Yeah, because walking's a big part of it. A bunch of what? Stalls?
Yes. I do Wushu, Shibukan,
Taekwondo.
We all do martial arts as a family.
Yeah.
They all want to compete. Except myself. I will not compete.
Yeah. Keeps you sharp. Can be competition.
Actually, if we use it, Ekendra Prabhu, you know, is a master instructor. Mm-hmm. And he's the one who's master instructor for the Kshatriya Dharma Sangha. Mm-hmm. And the code is they go up. We wear a big Krishna Pallona Srinadeva on the back. And we tell everybody, we're priests, we're Vaishnavas.
One of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj's people is a martial arts instructor, and he's been a catalyst for many people to join. I can't remember his name. It was Daruka, though. I think it was more current, but I think Ekendra was doing it.
I think Ekendra made Daruka.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah, and
it was martial arts school.
He made actually many devotees.
To get third degree black belt, you have to be able to give on Gita class.
Yeah.
Before
that,
third degree black belt, you have to be initiated.
Was that what it is?
Yeah, first degree black belt, you have to be initiated.
It's good.
My name is Nanda Patni, and I live here. My husband and my three children that we homeschool. And we have Aaron, who's almost 10, and Natalie, who's there, is almost 7. And I'm Irish and Italian, born in Chicago. Joined in Dallas. Lived in Gita Nagari for several years, and then we started living a more secular life and raising our family. And
just outwardly, yeah, consider it really secular. Just looks that way, maybe.
My name is Gavin.
Some of us in the temple are pretty secular too.
And, I live in Silver Spring, and I've been, hanging out with devotees since this spring. And I go to high school, and I plan on, in the near future, getting initiated, living in the ashram, serving in the temples, etc. This summer I plan to go to Vrindavan with a devotee family of mine.
Old Vrindavan or new Vrindavan?
Old Vrindavan.
Oh, good. In the summer.
In the summer we're going to try and go there into Mayapur.
Summer meaning like June, July?
Yeah, it's probably July.
Rainy season. In Mayapur, it's just pouring down buckets in. But Vrindavan's, it's not so. It's hot, but it also rains a little bit. Mm. You'll have fun.
I hope so.
Yeah, you will. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm 15 years old.
Officially.
Yeah, officially.
Okay.
That's the same age you came when
you. Oh, yeah, yeah. Except you didn't run away. That means you don't have as much conviction as you. No, that's great. Lakshman.
My name is Lakshman, and I am from Nepal. I study in Bhaktivedanta Swami Gurukul. Now here I don't do anything.
Yeah, he said 7 years he was in the Bhaktivedanta Gurukul, and they just graduated, and they're both 16. And we're going to let him just do nothing for a while and see what happens, see where it leads.
Salmon.
No. You're supposed to say ditto. That's what it is, ditto. That way, some people, they try to hedge a little when they're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, ditto, ditto, ditto. That way you can chant 16 rounds in about 8 minutes. So just tell, you're from Nepal, right? Say something.
Next month.
All right. And you can recite the Bhagavad Gita, both of you. Whole thing in Sanskrit, right?
No.
Only in private. Now, are you ready to go? 1, 2, 3.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Your age? rank?
What?
He's ranking himself zero. Serial number? Okay.
That's the 4th of July festival in 93, and I was in Boston for a little while, then I went to India and studied under Global Urban Immersion Childhood Prince for around 3 years, and then went to Australia for a couple months, and then came back here, and I took it in
there. And I was father. Comes to the temple now and then and listen lectures. He's a practicing law in Washington, and he's given us some help and will probably help more in different ways. And his mother is a teacher of, was it kindergarten or first grade?
Yeah, kindergarten.
Yeah, and they both come. I met them, and they're very pious people and they're very receptive to lectures and just very nice. And we hope to and also engage them further in devotional service. And he's got a brother who's teaching physics in high school, who comes every week or two and does a little Saturday service at the temple. Very nice man. What's his name?
Paul.
Paul, yeah. Very nice. So we're very determined with Madhavit here at the helm to help us get through a cold winter, another few months, and we're getting there little by little. We have more devotees coming. Before we come to the host, speak. Speech.
My name is Alex.
Alexei.
Yeah.
He's become very anglicized now. He doesn't want to be known as Alexei.
Alex or Alexei or L.
I'll call you L from
Russia,
L.
Russia, from Moscow. And I learned video editing. This is a new digital camera. It looks like Toyota.
Yeah, he's learning video editing. He's producing a monthly video review, I call it. It's like the Life and Times and Adventures of Mukunda Goswami. It's not really very interesting unless you're like a donor to me and you know what I do. But he's good at it, and he's very good with computers. And soon his wife, Ludmila, will be coming over, who's a bookkeeper. Also born in Moscow? Or some?
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, he's been working with Subal. Was here last time? Was it? I don't know. I think he came. But anyway, Subal and he talk Russian together a lot, and they both work in the same area, so it's a lot easier that Subal isn't just doing this all on his own. How old are you?
I'm 28.
28. And Subal is 20?
Subal is 20.
Three, I think.
Yeah.
You're the immigration person. You're supposed to know all these things. Yeah, look at her because she writes all the immigration paper formalities, applications. Darren.
My serial number is 2-8-4-2-1 and my name is Carl, and I crashed my TIE fighter in the jungles of Yavin. No, my name is Aaron, and I'm 9.
9 what?
9 years old.
Oh, years. Okay. We just wanted to be sure it wasn't months or eons, or days of Brahma, yeah.
And I live here also, and I study piano. Oh yeah, I play piano. I've been playing piano for about five months now.
Hmm.
And my hobby is
any hobbies.
Collect coins?
Yeah, I collect coins, and I like reading books. Right now I'm reading a series of the Young Jedi Knights.
Uh-huh.
And you worship Lord Nisringadev?
Yeah. And
any ambitions? Any thoughts about what you want to be in the future? What you want to develop into?
Yeah, major baseball player.
Really? What position?
Me?
Yeah.
For any position.
I mean, would you rather?
I'd like to play pitcher in right field.
Yeah, picture is very glorious. You see a lot of glorification.
Or right, or first base.
Oh, okay. So you got three possible positions, right? Okay. Yeah. Good. Haridas.
I'm Haridas Das. And thank you very much for coming. Well, yeah. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Well,
I speak on behalf of the group.
I had the
even if it had been snowing, we would have come.
May not have made it out the driveway, but
we're going to park down there.